Father, you are great. We thank you for your greatness and your goodness. We thank you for your mercy that you've extended toward us. Minister to each heart and each life today in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Today, I'm going to do the third in the series of joining God's dream team. You know, experiencing your dream on God's dream team. Experiencing your dream on God's dream team. You know, years ago when Dad was September 1950, when he got that vision and the Lord said, go teach my people faith. And I've heard him say it many, many times back in the day. How can I get this message out? I'm just one man. Later, then I left an associate pastor's job, went to work for this ministry. And I had been preaching every Sunday, sometimes Wednesday nights, been involved heavily. And I took a job because God said to and joined the team with no preaching responsibilities, not knowing why I did that. But in 1973 at the camp meeting, Dad said we're going to start a Bible school. And I said to Lynette, that's why we're here. We discovered our purpose for being on the team. That school opened in September of 74, and with 72 students, 58 of them graduated and went out preaching the message of faith. And as those teams grew, we have Rhema graduates preaching the gospel from pulpits, from corporate offices, in all kinds of schools, in the jungles, in every country and city and just state, town you want to name just about. We have over 70,000 graduates now, 213 Bible schools in 50 nations. And they found their place on the team and found their purpose in life. See, what one couldn't do alone became possible through all of those that joined the team. You know, I want you to get a hold of this. When you get involved on God's team and agree to work on God's team, then you will begin to realize your dream coming true. See, it's there I found mine, not knowing, but just joining the team. See, it's when you become involved on the team that you'll see greater things accomplished and you'll experience your dreams also. Hey, you know, this is true in sports. It's true in business. Ephesians 4:16. I'm going to read this from New King James and also the New Living. Ephesians 4:16. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by whatever joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Now I want to read that from the New Living Translation. Under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other part grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full. Now, this is talking about the church, the ecclesia, the universal church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's talking about people becoming involved. But it's also talking about the local church. Now, in part one of this series, I told you that God's dream team is the church. In part two, I told you that it takes teamwork to make the dream work. And in this, there's one major thought that I want to get across to you, and that is when you're involved in God's dream team, the church, then God will help you experience your own dream. That's what I want to get across. Now, the 12 disciples found their true purpose while working together on Jesus' ministry team. Jesus himself encouraged teamwork in the ministry. He chose 12 to help him on a daily basis. And then he sent out disciples. And then he fed 5,000, but not by himself. He had the disciples, they did crowd control, and you say, how do you know that? Because he told them to divide them into special groups, have them all sit down together in the groups, and then the disciples passed out the food and collected the extra. Then he sent out 72 more disciples to ministry. It's interesting to note that these disciples, when they were working on the Jesus ministry team, they found their purpose in life. You know, the task was more than Jesus could do by himself. And he knew that the task would be more than we could do by ourselves. And he said, each team member should pray for more team members to go out into the harvest. In Matthew 9:36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. Then he said to the disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Another translation here where he says they were weary and scattered. Another translation said they were confused and helpless. Now, preaching the gospel is the task that every one of us has. And it's far greater than what Jesus could do for himself. It's far greater than what any minister can do. But as many join together, they can get the job done. I believe it's Mother Teresa that says, I can't do what you can do and you can't do what I can do, but together we can get it accomplished. We can do the job, however you want to put it. Now, we need to get a hold of the fact that God is building his dream team. It is the church. And in it is a place for everyone. You know, many people are frustrated because they're in the church, but they're not doing anything. They're not contributing anything. They're not being involved, so they get frustrated. You need to be involved. Many people are empty and unfulfilled because they have not bothered to get involved with God's dream team, the church. There's more to it than sitting on the pew. There's more to it than giving of your finances. There is getting involved with what you can do. We're all different. We all have different talents, but everyone has something to give. He talked about the body. He said, let's go back and read that. He said, the whole body joined and knit together by every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share. Now, I want you to notice the next statement. does it share? Now, causes the body to what? What did it say? Causes growth of the body, right? In other words, you can talk about this church growing, you can talk about us reaching out, but until everybody begins to supply what they can supply into the church or into the body, the growth doesn't happen. The growth doesn't depend on the pastoral staff. The growth doesn't depend on the few people that get involved. The growth depends on every member doing their part. Every member doing their part. God has a place for you on His dream team, the church, and that positions you then to experience your dream. You know, on a team, everybody has something to do. Now, as we get back and look at this, as you read in Haggai, especially in verse 9, we see, and I'm going to paraphrase it, that God told the Israelites that their personal house wasn't getting taken care of properly because they wasn't taking care of the house of God. Now, some people are wondering, I'm giving. And then some, and he even tells them there, he says, you're doing all these things and nothing's working, is what he's saying. And you're saying, but you know what? A lot of people are not involved. They're just giving. And a lot of people are just giving lip service. He says that if you'll take care of His house, He will help you with your house. Join the team. It's when you take your place on God's dream team, the church, that your true purpose in life begins to be revealed to you. It's when you help fulfill the dream of the church that you will experience your dreams and desires. Now, every person must learn that the things that enable them to work together as a team in the church. Now, we admire a sports team. You know, they work together. A good sports team works together like a well-oiled machine, and they accomplish victories. And it's because everybody contributes. Now, I know that a lot of you in here are not Oklahoma State fans, but my kids went there. But there's a fantastic example of people working together as a team and winning because they do what they can do. Now, Mason Rudolph is the best passer. He can throw the long, deep ball and so forth and so on. But J.W. Walls is a better running quarterback. And if you've watched him play any this year, you'll find out that Rudolph may get him down to the 5-yard line or the 3-yard line. And then here comes J.W. Walsh in at quarterback because he's a running quarterback. But I want you to notice that neither J.W. or Mason get upset at the other one because the team is winning because each one of them is doing their part. I don't know how many of you watch OSU. How many of you noticed that? And in fact, the commentators, I heard that they were commentating on that. They said, this is a great example of how a team works together and they accomplish because everyone is not jealous of the other, but they go in and do their job. Now, Rudolph, he could get upset. Well, I got him down here, and now you let him go in there and he scores the touchdowns. Hello. Or the Washington, the wide receiver, or the other one. Well, I caught the pass that got us down here. Won't you throw me the pass? Let me get the touchdown. You see, they have learned, that team has learned that each one supplies certain things. And when they come together and each one supplies what they can supply, they're winning. They're winning. The church is the same way. This local church is the same way. And the universal church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which encompasses all of our churches. I'll just put it to Rhema churches because I know about us. So I'll just talk about us, okay? But, hey, each local church has its function. And each local church has its function in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the ecclesia, the universal church. Now, you know, people study teams and management teams, sports teams, business teams, and they look for what makes this team successful. Now, I want to give you some ingredients that make the church successful because of its teamwork. Number one, having the same spirit of faith. People with the same spirit of faith in God and each other accomplish what others say are impossible. See, if we, on a sports team, everybody has to have the same goal. It's not like I preached last week, no big eyes, little U's, everybody working together. All right, number two, we got to pray together. There is power that will manifest when we pray together in corporate prayer that will then transfer over into your personal life. And three, united around a cause. When people become united with the same cause, the same purpose, the same mission, and flow together, they accomplish whatever they set out to accomplish. If you go back in the Old Testament, you remember that all the people came together and began to work together to build the tower. And God said, hey, they're going to be able to accomplish this, because they were working together. Turn to your neighbor and say, working together. Number four is supporting one another. When people value and support one another, they can work together as a team. When each of you value what everyone else can do, when I value what you can do and I value what all of these on the pastoral staff can do, when we value each other and what we bring, as we would say it, bring to the table, then we accomplish a lot. See, and then we have to grow together. People that grow together become willing to work together. And then there is helping one another. As people help each other, they function as a team. You know, it's really interesting. If you check out teams, especially pro teams, just this football season, so we're coming to the end of the season. At one of the teams, I heard them talking to the veteran quarterback. And there's a young guy behind him. And he said, I realize that my time is coming to an end. And now I must train him and give him all of my experience, everything that I can, so that we can continue to be a winning team. You know, we all need to realize that we need to help one another. When somebody's down, pick them up. Don't kick them. Know your place on the team. See, that's very evident in the illustration that I used between J.W. Walsh and Mason Rudolph, the two quarterbacks from Oklahoma State. They know what their place is. They know what they're to do. And each one goes out and executes what he can do. And when they do, they score touchdowns. Hello? When each one functions together and does their part, the team wins. It's not I win, the team wins. When we all work together, and people say, man, your church. I say, I don't have a church. Oh. It's our church. Rhema's our church. It's not my church. It's not none of the staff's church. In, you know, it is our church. It's all of our church. But it's not any of us. As we work together, it becomes our church. That's not, see, it's not just pastor's church. Actually, it's God's church. He's the dream team. He organized this dream team. We're just part of it. But we've got to work together. When you work together with teamwork, results are multiplied. You can accomplish more as a group than you can as an individual. You know, how many of you ever watch any of the bicycle races on television, especially the Tour de France? Anybody ever watch that? How many ever noticed that there's teams, and then one guy get up here, and everybody else, they sort of fall in behind him because he's breaking the wind. Or if you watch NASCAR on those big tracks, they have what they call drafting. And you get up behind the other guy, he's breaking the wind. You're behind him. You're not using as much fuel, and you're not having to push the accelerator as much, and you're going just fast as he is because he's breaking the wind. In fact, if you want to see how this works, be careful, though. Don't run into the back of it. But if you get up behind a semi, you will find out that he's breaking the wind. You have to let off of the accelerator. And just stay, you can stay right in behind him because he's the one that's pushing the wind out of the way. Hey, you know, when we work together, we have results. On those, have you ever noticed on those bicycle races, on the NASCAR, one guy gets way out there by himself on those big tracks. And the pack, the people running in the pack, run him down. Because they can go faster as a group than he can as a single. Anybody ever notice that? They do that. This one guy, man, he was way out in front on the bicycle. I was watching one just, I don't know, probably a rerun, but it's late at night. And that's when I usually watch. And I used to watch sporting events. She'll tell you that's what I watch. And this one guy, he was way out in front. I don't know, maybe a half a mile in front of him on his bike. And he was by himself. But they kept talking about the pack is running him down. And they got closer and closer and closer. And finally, they overtook him because he was working by himself. And they were working together. Turn to your neighbor and say, together. Teamwork accomplishes greater things. You can do more as a team than you can as an individual. Through teamwork, we support each other. And where you're weak, they're strong. Where you're strong, they're weak, and we pull each other. Through teamwork, what is impossible for one is possible for all. Through teamwork, every person can find their place on the team, and the team can accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish, but also your personal dreams are accomplished. Now, I'm talking about what happens when we work together as God's team. God's dream team, the church. Say it, I'm a part of God's dream team, the church. As we, I'm talking about when we as individuals forget about I and begin to work with we, more is accomplished. That is not only true here in the church. That is true in business. It's true in sports teams. It's true everywhere. We have to come back and realize that individually I can accomplish a few things. As the team, we can accomplish it all. Each of us needs to think, where are we? Where are you at? Do you need to change your priorities and become more involved with the team? Do you need to commit yourself more to becoming part of the team so that the team, the church, can realize what God has for us to do? We can accomplish it. And as we accomplish what God has for us, the church, to do, we begin to see our own desires accomplished, because when we begin to work with God and His team, His dream team, He makes sure that our dreams come true. So, it's up to you. You can sit on the pew, or you can be a part of the team. And you can say it this way, you can sit on the bench, or you can be a part of the team. I had a coach walking down the bench one time, and he was talking to people, and he said, told one guy, "You want to get off this bench?" "Well, I guess I do." Coach said, "No, you don't." He said, "I can tell you why." He said, "In practice, you only do just enough to stay on the team." And then he pointed to me and he says, "You see him?" "Yeah." "That's your friend?" "Yeah." "He's not as good as you are talent-wise, but he's 300 miles ahead of you in his effort, and he plays and you don't." I trust God don't come down and say, "You're sitting and he's working, so he gets the reward, you get to sit." Somebody said, "That's a little hard." Well, let me tell you what. God expects each of us to get involved. And it's in our involvement that causes the church to grow, and it causes our dreams to come into fruition. Let's go back and read this. "The whole body joined, knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth in the body." If we want Rhema Bible Church to grow, every one of us has to be doing what we can do. And as we do, we will accomplish and you will accomplish, because that's God's way. Heavenly Father, I've talked to these people for a few minutes today, trying to encourage all of us to get more involved with your team, and letting us realize that the more we get involved with your team, the more our own desires become realities. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Anybody get anything out of this morning? How many of you are enjoying this series, joining God's dream team? God's dream team is the church. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed for just a moment. The way you join God's dream team is to become a born-again Christian. If you're in this place today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you're here and you know what it is to serve God, but you know you're just not where you're supposed to be and you need to rededicate your life, are you in this place and you say, well, I go to church, but I don't know whether I've ever accepted Christ or not? Well, you can know before you leave here. Anybody on any one of those three invitations anywhere in this room right now, let me see your hands. Anywhere in this room, let me see your hand right now. You need Christ. You need to rededicate. You need to have a no-so experience with God. Anybody, anywhere, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere in the room, let me see your hand right now. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Don't leave here today like you came. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Is there a hand over there? Yes. All right. They said there's a hand over here. Thank you. Thank you. Are the others that would join this one? We also believe in being filled with the Spirit around here. According to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they all began to speak. They all were filled with the Spirit and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And you'd say, I want to receive that biblical experience. I'm not talking about church, creed, or doctrine. I'm talking about what the Bible says. And I want to receive that experience today of being filled with the Spirit. Anybody in the place, raise your hand right now if you want to be filled with the Spirit. Everyone stand, please. I know one hand was raised, maybe two or more. I don't know. I know one. I'm going to go right down front. And I want to pray with you, like I said. I want to shake your hand. I want to pray with you, like I said. Would you come on right now? If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to come on right now. Ask your neighbor there, do you need to go? I'll go with you. Hallelujah. Right here. God bless you. Stand behind her. Go up here and stand with her. There you go. Praise God. Anybody else? Come on. Come on now. I'm waiting on you. Come on. I'm waiting on you. Come on. Bring them down like this young lady brought this young lady with her. Come on. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Come on. We're waiting. I'm waiting on you. Don't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Reach your hands out as I pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this young lady today. I thank you that every spiritual need in her life will be met today. In Jesus' name, amen. Take your friend and go with her to that special place of prayer. Follow that Miss Christie right there to that place of prayer. Hallelujah to Jesus. Give her a hand as she goes. That's what it's all about, people, right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, tonight at 6 o'clock, be here. Hey, don't forget all of the announcements. Hey, connection team, go find those first-time guests and take them to the connection room so that they can get that special gift that we've supplied for them. Nobody else moving unless you absolutely have to. Let me say again, if you're looking for a church home, why do we say church? Let's give our guest a hand again. Thank you for being with us today. Remember all the announcements. The girls for the Angel Tree are over here. The boys are in the West Lobby. Don't forget to sign up for all of the collections and the selling of the lights and the collections and all the other things. Don't forget to bring food for the We Care Center so that we can help those that are less fortunate than we are. And let me remind you, if you're not doing something, get involved. Okay? Get involved. 6 o'clock tonight, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock right here. Staff, y'all better get to the doors. That's where the staff is going to be. I'm going east today. You can see where everybody's going right there on the screen. Hallelujah. How many of you are glad to be a part of the dream team? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, they're going to sing a chorus. And they're going to dismiss you as soon as I can clear this stage. All right. Lord bless you. Let's sing.